Last month, some 30,000 migrants from Haiti crossed into the Del Rio, Texas area. Thousands have been sent back to Mexico or flown to Haiti, according to U.S. government numbers. But some migrants have been released into Del Rio, and several thousand are seeking asylum in the United States. Now, questions remain as to how prepared the government was and whether a next wave of migrants is coming. For more on this, let's bring in James Dobbins. He's covering this for the New York Times, and he's in San Antonio. James, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Glad to be here.
Sure. First, what's the latest in Del Rio, the massive camp, as I understand it, has been emptied out. Is there a sense of calm or relief?
Well, there's certainly a sense of relief, and the camp has been cleared out for more than a week now, and the bridge between Mexico and the U.S. in Del Rio is reopened. So there's still a lot of questions about how this happened, how unprepared the U.S. government was to address this problem that local politicians certainly have been voicing concern since the beginning of the year.
What do we know about how prepared the U.S. government was or should have been? We're learning customs and border protection numbers saw migrant numbers in the Del Rio area spike way back in May. How much of a surprise was it really?
I don't think it was a surprise for the agents on the ground, and certainly not locals, like I said, who are concerned that they were seeing increasing numbers crossing in that sector for months. And what was done to be prepared here in this case, it was simply a matter of the stations where migrants are processed normally were overloaded, and there was no more space to put them to process any faster. They couldn't, the U.S. government didn't have the capacity. So what appears to occur here in the Del Rio sector, in order to sort of make a queue, this camp was created and migrants were sort of directed to this camp to await processing.
And I want to ask you about this question of clarity. Does it seem, at least up until now, that these migrants were receiving, in some cases, mixed signals, whether it was true or misinformation that, oh, there's a chance you can get released into the U.S., there's a chance you can get an asylum hearing. I mean, was that, to some degree, the word that was going around as far as these migrants and the question of whether and when to go north?
It was a gamble on their part, but they certainly received encouraging signals from people they knew who've crossed before them. They also felt that the messaging with the new Biden administration, they assumed that it would, the Trump administration era crackdown on migrants, those attitudes were lifting. That was the perception that it was going to be easier to cross. Unfortunately, that's not true. Nothing has really changed. Title 42, which is the CDC health guidance that allows Border Patrol to expel people based on the COVID crisis, is still in effect. And we saw that play out here very much with the deportations, which is a huge shock to many of the Haitians who were in the camp and when they learned that deportations were happening under Title 42. But there's also another aspect to it where that's the pull, if you can think about it, as the draw towards the United States. Mm-hmm. But there was a push. A lot of these migrants were living for years in Chile. And there, with the COVID closures of many businesses and also a general anti-migrant and refugee attitude, a racist attitude by some people in the country against Blacks and Haitians in particular, pushed this group away from that country and towards the United States, simply out of survival. I certainly spoke to a woman who's, when she was living there with her relatives as a migrant, her cousin was murdered. And that was really the red flag for that family to escape, to leave, and make that treacherous journey through the jungles between Colombia and Panama and up to the United States and finally arriving in that camp in Del Rio.
So, James, when you put together these pushes from Chile and other countries and these pulls or potential pulls or signals that migrants might be receiving from the United States, what's the possibility that we'll see another chapter of this?
We will. There's already reports from Central America that potentially another 70,000 people are moving north. Where they will end up, it's unknown. They may stay in Mexico, or they may try to find a way into the United States, either trying to evade Border Patrol or actually, as many Haitians did at the bridge, seek asylum. And the current numbers we're seeing now are as high as they were in 2000. So I don't think this is going to end anytime soon.
That is James Dobbins of the New York Times. James, thanks again for taking the time.
Thank you.